At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk about your future. Yep. What's your plan for next year?
Right now, enjoy the next, 2 weeks to a month, and then just make my decisions based off, discussion with the team. Like right now, I'd say there's, more discussion for them going on up top, for what they're doing just as a whole. And, then it kind of works top down, right? So once the management makes their decisions up top, then, they'll get to the quarterback situation. And I've had talks with Scott and O and everybody, and everything's good, but they just got to figure out where some guys are going or not going, my plan right now is to play. I mean, I've got a year in the contract. Still need to have discussions with them as far as the contract. But, as of right now, my plan is to play football.
You took a big haircut going from 23 to 24 with the injuries. Are you happy with your contract for 2025?
Here's what I would say. I played it on a prove-it contract this past year, which rightfully so, right? They wanted to see if an old guy can stay healthy for all 18 games, play good football. And, I think I proved that. So, I definitely would rather go into next year after discussing, contract situation with the team for sure.
Would it be a must to get a long-term deal, or would you just potentially look for a bump for 2025?
I mean, I think it would just be getting rid of the prove-it type stuff, right? I want to have conversation with them first. That's something that is always going to happen internally, right? My idea of going back into the situation is not on a prove-it contract again.
It sounded like you had a positive exit interview with everybody.
Yeah, exit interviews went great, man. Nobody likes losing. I can tell you right now, the way that organization takes care of you, they expect winning. They do anything in their power to make sure you have any resource you need in order to be successful. So, when you're not winning, there's a lot of disappointment, whether it's from up top or throughout the league or throughout the team itself. But right now, I think they have a lot of great pieces in place and they have a team ready to win. We just have to continue to find out what we're going to do. Up top and then with the team and then, staff and everybody. It's a whirlwind to know. I don't even want to try to pretend of knowing what those situations are actually like. I want to be back and try to make it happen.
I know you've talked about Marcellus Bowman, the impact he had on your season. Was that the biggest change? Like, what was it the biggest change that you think that led to you having such a successful bounce back year in 2024?
Yeah, speaking about the resources they give you, right? Like, Marcellus is one of the biggest ones. That guy will work tirelessly to make sure that you have what you need. If he doesn't know, he goes and figures it out right away. And I think that was something that was big for me was, you're an older guy and you're trying to get, your body to a place where you feel, really good for the season, right? And obviously it worked. But it was going in and trying an exercise and something being tight or not feeling right or, cramped, whatever it is. And him having, instead of saying like, all right, we're going to shut that down. No, he finds something else to get you ready to go. And I think that was it, just being on my feet every day, running, doing some kind of conditioning, trying to get closer to everything going full speed, which was a big one. I've always done a lot of cardio and all the boring stuff that every athlete talks about. But I was just getting out there and like running full speed again. And I felt like that's what, kind of popped up there early in the season was me being able to take off out of the pocket and feeling good. And yeah, I'd say, Marcel's the huge one. And then you got to go with Scott. I mean, I told him this, privately, and it was just, dude, I've never walked into a game and so many play action shots were open. Like, the dude understands the game. He understands offense. He understands his players what they're good at, how to get them open, what, you know, what routes they're good at, what routes they're not. And he's not afraid to be honest with you about it. That's kind of one thing I really respect. And I know it sounds cliche. It's like, oh, the coach is honest. He's a player's guy. But, man, he really is. And he explains to you, like, and, the best part is, like, if he says, like, hey, man, like, you're not that good at comebacks. You're not getting out of the top of your route. He's got 10 clips ready to show you. And that's just, as an athlete, getting to see it right away. Right now, if you want to say, like, hey, I found some clips where I am doing a good job, here's, you know, you can talk about it. But he's going to put the guys in position to run the routes they're good at.
Tell me about your longevity. I mean, you've been in this league a long time, two-time MOP. I'll ask you this first. How would it feel to win a third MOP?
I mean, it would obviously feel amazing. I think it's one of those things, you know, when you're talking about during the season, you're going to get every cliche answer you can think about, right? Like, oh, I'm focused on the game, focused on this game. When you get nominated, it's in the back of your mind, you want to win, right? You're a competitor. You want to be seen as the best, not only your position, but in the league in general. I think that's how a lot of guys feel. So to win a third one would be amazing. You know, it would mean a lot for the post-career and just kind of the, you know, getting back on the horse. Because that was a big thing for me is people were talking about whether or not I'd continue to play after surgery in 19 and the, you know, the seasons that followed with multiple injuries and just not good play from my part, or at least the standard that I've set. And I would say that I just feel like my mindset was, I don't want to get back to playing just good football. Like, I want to get back to being myself, and I want to be the best player in the league. So when you're up for MOP, obviously it means a lot. I wish that would have translated into more wins, you know, obviously a playoff appearance. But to get back up there, it feels great. I mean, it goes to show, obviously, what everybody on the team put in, and offensively, just, you know, kind of the special year that we had.
I know guys like Trevor Harris have talked about playing till 40. You're 34. Mm-hmm. Do you have a set age in mind you'd like to play to? Is it a year-by-year consideration? Like, I know you're not ready to wrap it up right now, but when you think about your long-term future, where do you stand with maybe where you'd want to cap things off?
Yeah, I don't want to play when I'm 40. I can tell you that. My mindset was always, you know, I looked at Calvillo, because everybody talked about, you know, what's your goal in this game? If you've done everything, what's your motivation? For me, it was always, you know, trying to catch Calvillo in yards, trying to catch Flutie, you know, trying to catch these guys in MOPs, championships. And I broke it down. I looked at Calvillo. I'm like, man, 80,000 yards is 20 years of 4,000 yards. I'm like, and that's no injuries. Like, that's just, you went out and threw 4,000 yards every year, and now you had an injury to that. So average that 4,000 out and put it in another year, and it just, I was like, and that's a record we're not catching. So, longevity wise, you know, my mindset was, I want to get back on top of this game, and I want to go out on top. I watched Ricky Ray do it against myself. I watched Henry Burris do it against myself. That would obviously be the goal and the dream, to go out on top in a championship, especially to be able to bring it back to Hamilton. You know, everybody knows, not since 99. So that was the reason I went there. You know, I wanted to be the guy, or help be the guy for the team to make that happen. So right now, that's still the goal.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself, shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics, be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.